The Biden administration is fighting climate change in part by pushing for cars and trucks to be more fuel efficient and reduce emissions. But so far, there hasn't been talk about another mode of transportation and its future within the move toward green energy. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports on the barge industry's outlook and what effect it may have on Midwestern rivers.
A towboat is pushing 15 barges of grain through a lock and dam in Alton, Illinois, about 25 miles north of St. Louis. More than 100 million tons of cargo, including 65% of the corn exported from the U.S., travels via barge on the Mississippi River system. Andy Schrimpf is a project manager with the Army Corps of Engineers, which oversees the lock and dams. He says low crop prices and the pandemic didn't slow barge traffic, and he thinks that volume will continue next year.
Well, I would like to think it would be a significant uptick. I don't want to be that optimistic, but I do think that there is reason to believe the traffic will sustain, if not pick up.
One of the bright spots for the barge industry could come from a growing focus on green energy and combating climate change. Schrimpf says moving products on the river is better for the environment.
And I'm talking about the carbon footprint, the carbon output, and the amount of commodities that are moved per, gallon of fuel burned.
A study by Texas A&M University shows barges can move a ton of cargo 647 miles with a single gallon of fuel. That's almost 200 miles more than a train and 500 more than a truck. But are barges really all that green?
The answer to that is really a mixed bag.
Olivia Dorothy is the Upper Mississippi River Basin Director for American Rivers, an advocacy group. She says the numbers on fuel efficiency are from studies paid for by the barge industry, and there's even less data on pollution levels from towboat engines.
And we don't have good independent figures on what the actual emissions are between trains and barges.
But the barge industry sticks by its numbers and also hopes to reduce its carbon footprint further, just like the auto industry, via hybrid and electric engines. Dave Lee is with ABB, a Swiss company whose product lines include marine power systems. The company has done preliminary design and concept work on an electric towboat engine. Lee says that's the kind of thing that could come to market, but it may take some time.
Just look at what's going on the roads. What's going on in trucks and cars, that will transition to us, but we're always the last, always the marine. It goes trucks, cars, rail, then marine typically picks it up. So I always say we're about 5-10 years behind.
Lee says any shift to more energy-efficient towboat engines will take some kind of external pressure, either governments mandating them or providing some kind of incentive. Jennifer Carpenter is the president of the American Waterways Operators, a trade group representing the tugboat, towboat, and barge companies. She says the green energy movement is an opportunity for her industry and also for the government to invest in what is already the best environmental option for transporting goods.
There's great technology out there, but really understanding what needs to happen in order to make that work in the marine environment is going to take a little work. There's a lot of smart people working on it, and some additional dollars will only accelerate that.
Even though something is fuel efficient doesn't necessarily mean it's good for the environment. Dorothy Oliver of American Waterways says the Mississippi River is a river in name only because it's been engineered for cargo, and the lock and dam systems that make barge traffic possible is the real problem.
Because we've seen declines and increases in river traffic, and yet there's still a steady decrease in habitat, a steady loss of biodiversity, because it's really based on that infrastructure.
Dorothy says even the cleanest running towboats and barges will continue to hurt the rivers in the U.S. She also concedes that it's unlikely that the U.S. would shut down barge traffic altogether, especially with the industry suggesting it's a green option. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.